What's going on, everybody? This is another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri here, recording on this late Wednesday evening, April 17th, 2024, the 3Y Podcast, all about what's going on in sports, particularly here in KC, or involved with running here around the metro area or elsewhere, as well as the Boston Marathon, as I'm recording this on Wednesday, has just now or already been wrapped up, taken care of, as well everybody that took place in that. Well, congratulations. Before that, of course, the 3Y Podcast. This is your first time listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by and giving us a listen here tonight, late night, or tomorrow, which will be Thursday when you listen to this, or towards the end of the week, heading into your weekend here. Obviously, I did not record on Sunday. Was busy, couldn't get around to it. I wanted to wait until after the Boston Marathon was done, but I actually wanted to do a short little preview, but I did not get around to it. So I decided, well, you know, let's just wait until after the 128th edition of the Boston Marathon, and we'll get this all taken care of. So it is almost 10 here in Central Time Zone here in Missouri. So we are getting a little bit in right now. So yeah, let's just get on straight to it, folks. So the 128th edition, the Boston Marathon is in the books. I believe the second World Major is in the books as well. I think London is next, if I'm not mistaken, then Berlin. Then Berlin and then Chicago, obviously. I will be part of that. There's more. Again, I've said this on multiple episodes already. This is your first time listening to this podcast. I've already put out several episodes already. Go, make sure you go back. Feel free. Download those and check those out as well. And there could be a possible, well, there's already one bonus episode already on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is Greer, the number 3. Eddie apostrophe S podcast. I did not create that. It created itself, took the first half of my email, and that's how I left it with that. So I haven't really done much to that, but finally was able to get the Podbean channel set up. So there might be some more bonus content on that. I haven't decided yet, but if I do, I'll let you know. But there is a EG3 bonus episode on that. Go ahead, listen to it. It is a good one with my friend Elise. So go check that out. There's going to be more of that coming in the future as well. I'll be interviewing some more of my friends and possible other people as well. So go ahead, give that a listen there as well. But yeah, so look, the 128th edition Boston Marathon in the books. And as I said a few moments ago, I followed a lot of people out there, obviously, here in the KC running community. I know. Shout out to a whole bunch of KC endurance runners who got it done up there. And the topic, and I was at work, so obviously I couldn't sit and watch it. I will sit and watch it eventually here. But yeah, the topic of that race was the heat. And from what I gathered from other people posting what happened, race recap, whatnot, that, look, this crazy weather, whether it's heat, cool in the morning, 85 degrees, 90, whatever it is, no spring. I've seen this before in Manhattan, Kansas. Let me tell you, Kansas, Missouri, they can't make it with their mind when it comes to weather. But the heat, oh yeah, that's a big topic of discussion there as well, and that was a big topic, at least for my friends and a lot of other people. Obviously, the elites, I'll get to them momentarily, but yeah, heat, Boston, several people thought it was going to be a little cooler, but obviously, and Boston, from what I've heard from other podcasts in the past, is you don't know what you're going to get. So same thing like the Midwest, okay? Same thing like the Midwest. Like, okay, you're going to get this, but then all of a sudden, curveball, you're going to get that. Spring break is terrible. Absolutely terrible for it. Because, look, going to the dam, Lake of the Ozarks a couple weeks ago. Holy smokes! You pretty much gotta expect that when you hit when the other kids or college kids or kids that are going to school in general hit that spring break, you gotta assume that's gonna be, you gotta assume that's gonna be super cold. That's what it, at least out there in Lake of the Ozarks out there, you're running against a lake. Holy smokes! It was freezing, especially being the first one done. Well, in my race, anyways, there's a 5K going on. There's other people that are finishing up for Iowa before I did, but just standing there waiting. And yes, it is worth the wait, waiting for everyone else to finish. But on the other side of the coin, you're gonna pay the price for it because you're gonna have to stand out there and have to wait in the cold weather. But I did in the middle of that, I had an opportunity to run with a couple of the KC 2.0 people in as a cool down, so help them to finish their race there as well. But yeah, I had to go into a coffee shop or a breakfast joint. I can't remember what the name of it was. Warm up for a while and go back out into the suffering cold. So that's the thing when it comes to spring break, when it comes to weather, because weather, whether it's back in Manhattan, Kansas, Junction City, Smithville, North Kansas City, you gotta expect that spring goes around, you're gonna get the crappy weather. And yes, I'm from down south, okay, where I like my warm weather. That and warm weather is my jam, okay? It's cold weather. Even though, yes, you can say you're attuned to it or whatnot, but yeah, I am not a fan, but I've been living up here for how many years in the Midwest between Kansas and Missouri? For how long now? I can't count, but yet I run in it. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. You got to go out and deal with it. I can't run a treadmill. I know. I'm glad I don't own one. So I don't know how other runners do it. I don't know how elites do it either. Train on a treadmill and go out. I just think this should be a podcast itself here, but with the treadmill and going out and running, kudos to you guys for doing that, because I can't run no damn treadmill. It's just too boring. But anyways, yeah, the Boston weather played a huge factor for my friends, but they got it all done. They got it done. Hey, I mean, Boston is a beast, and that's from what I've listened to lots of podcasts about it. A lot of stories, hearing people talk about it. Eventually, this crew, we're going to be up there. Eventually, we should have been up there, technically, this year. And as I said on one of the episodes of this podcast, we should be, but that's another here or there. We can't do anything about it now. We're about to get prepared for Chicago here pretty shortly here. And you're going to get a lot of Chicago content on this podcast. I'm super, super pumped about that. So, you know, for what it is, I haven't really thought much about Boston until when it was coming close around, because the fact that I'm not in it, you know, it's just, yes, it's a Super Bowl of all running. Everyone wants to go up there and experience it. One of my dearest friends was telling me about it. Well, told me a little bit about it over the weekend as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things that eventually I will experience for myself. Eventually, it's going to be soon. But right now, my attention is on what I have for my plate right now. And, of course, in the near future, on this podcast, Chicago Marathon in October. Part of the World Majors. And, of course, Sydney is going to be coming along here. If it already is, there's been a whole bunch of talk about that. So, so there's just a lot going on, but yeah, in my self pity, transitioning to congratulating all of my friends who took down the heat Monday up in Boston. Congratulations to all y'all for doing a damn thing up there, and to everybody that participated up there and got across that finish line for sure. So yeah, man. The Boston weather, that's something else. You just don't know. You just got to go up there and an open mind. That's how I've already, and apologize if I'm already jumping the gun a little bit, start thinking about Chicago and what that could be like, you know? So, but it, obviously October is going to be a little bit more cooler weather, maybe, but you can't, you gotta prepare for everything, right? So that's the main focal point when it comes to these things. And not just for Boston, just for any race, any local race here in Kansas City or Manhattan, Kansas, or wherever, right? Oklahoma City. I think Oklahoma City, I saw on the Facebook feed, it was on their story, actually, the Oklahoma City Marathon, which I was a part of, both virtually and physically, right? They're sold out. Yeah, I don't know exactly. I think their race usually this weekend or next. I want to say, I got to go back and check the list, but I'm a two-time finisher of this race. One virtually and one going down there and doing it. And actually, speaking of weather, holy smokes, you talk about Oklahoma City Marathon. What was this? A couple years ago. And look, when I went down there to actually do the actual course, the virtual one was with when COVID, the whole COVID situation went down and went to virtual, right? That's a whole nother story. I was like, that was a challenge. Let me tell you, but physically going down there, I expected to be a little warmer, and yeah, it was around a little bit after spring break, and yeah, it was cold. I was not prepared. It's like a lot of runners that weren't prepared for the heat on Monday, right? I was not prepared for the cold that was going on down there in Oklahoma City. Had to put up with that, and then my legs felt dead. I remember this like it happened last week. My legs were dead, couldn't move, cold, and it rained the night before. And it was tornado warnings. We had a tornado warning yesterday. I didn't know about this until work happened. Until work this morning. Where actually, I saw it before going for work this morning. But anyway, I wasn't even aware of a tornado warning happening. So that's how far I'm out. Not even paying attention to what's going on. But just living in my own little world, in my own bubble, trying my own business. But yeah, so with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, which it is well organized. Woo! With the different mile stations and whatnot, the theme, different themes at the mile markers, things like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people come out for that, obviously, for what happened, obviously. But let's take that back. What the unfortunate events that happened, unfortunately. But that city comes together to support that marathon. Huge turnout. For that to be sold out, it's a big deal, man. It's a big deal. So they got their numbers back up from where it was. Yeah, I can't remember offhand exactly what the numbers are, but I'm a two. I just sitting here thinking about that. I'm a two-time finisher of that. So that's pretty amazing. And doing it in two different fashions. That's something else. Now, I did not plan to talk about the Oklahoma City Marathon tonight. It just came to my mind about that. So virtually was a hard one, but I had friends to do it with, and it could have been a little bit better, but hey, it is what it is. But they helped me finish it, and I can explain more about that maybe in a future episode on this podcast. You'll listen to 3Y Podcast with EG 3 on this midweek, late night, Wednesday night in Kansas City, Missouri. EG 3 in the building, Eddie Greeter III. With you here, Boston, post Boston, everyone getting it done, the 30,000 people who were submitted. And that's probably not including the, it is probably including people who raise charity as well. Always a good time to watch it, whether you watched it or not, or kept following it on the Boston app, which I did because I had to work. So, that kudos to all you guys, boys and girls, celebrities of all that got it done. on Monday, Patriots Day up there in Boston, Massachusetts here. Yeah, so the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, and somebody, I guess there's a 5K in that as well. Somebody's trying to three-peat in a 5K. So I don't know his name. I don't have the information in front of my screen right now as I fiddle through this for a minute at the same time. There we go. So, but yeah, the weather you're going, and I think a couple of my friends last summer were trying to qualify themselves. Well, one of my good friends here in KC was trying to qualify themselves into Boston at the time. Couldn't do it because the weather felt good in the first half, and the weather changed everything, and then she couldn't get in, right? So she fell short of that just shortly and decided, you know, let's just chill out. And then she got in more recently. I want to say a month ago she qualified time-wise. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the time difference is going to be for 2025 Boston. But that's neither here or there for right now. But, yeah, so the weather, yeah, it can definitely play havoc. You just got to do the best you can. That's all. That's what I take from it, whatever the date it is. And it's the same thing for what happened on Monday. You know, it was unfortunate there. I could just tell from the times, keeping track of the guys, some of the guys that were up there running it. I can tell from the times, especially too. I'm not going to name names on here on this podcast. I'm not going to name names, but going out too fast and then really paying for it. But again, staying strong and getting it done. That's the main thing about it, because Boston is just a total from what I've heard, the stories, podcasts, people tell me about it. It is a different beast. So you just got to take it for what it's worth and just go with the flow, baby. Go with the flow. And that's what those 30,000 plus runners did on Monday. So you just got to just hang in there and do the best you can. And that's what you all ask for when it comes. This is the prestigious race in America, right? So that's why they call Boston for a reason, because, hey, from what Des Linden and Kara, listening to catching up on their episodes of their podcast, Kara Goucher and Des Linden, Boston can chew up, but it's whether you, in the lines of what they say, you get chewed up or spit out or something like that. So you just got to hope for the best. You can prepare all this all you want to there, but you can be well prepared. But again, you have to keep in the back of your mind at least the curveballs of what could happen. But hey, you know, as long as you can cross that finish line, hey, it's all biscuits and gravy from here. So yeah, the weather, I'm sure I'll be talking about it a lot more as I get ready for my very first world major coming up here in several months. So that will be I'm pretty sure that'll be a big factor up north of Chicago as well. So you know, you just can't plan it. You just can't say it's gonna be this and then hope it be that. You just can't plan for it. You just gotta go whatever curveball, changeup is on race day. You gotta go with it. So we'll see what happens there. But again, I am really, 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 really excited to be going up to Chicago. This being my first world major. I would be lying. I would be baffled if I told you several years back that I would be running any world major for that matter, whether it's a Boston or Chicago or a New York, which is New York's in November, something like that. I am completely excited for this race, and I just can't really get ready for it. But EG3 show train, we got some stops to get. We got some races though that we got to take care of some business here before getting ready for Chicago. So I'm even more excited for those races, and particularly, which, by the way, no racing next week. How about that? Or this weekend. How about that for a transition there? So no racing this weekend. I was able to go out as a fan as a spectator and a cheerleader for some of the 1-point KC RC Kansas City Run Club 1.0 team on last Sunday for the Noah's Bench Run over at Court Woods. I surprised some people. they thought I was going to run the thing. But I was like, nope, just chilling, just hanging out. I was going to get a run later, which I did. So I did that at the Line Trail, which I'm not too far from that in Kansas City, Missouri. But yeah, wanted to be a spectator, wanted to cheer on those that were participating in that. And a couple of them last weekend did a 50K and still were able to compete in that. Now, so congratulations to you guys. So, and then on that trail, I know a couple of my same friends, and then there was one from a teammate of mine from Kansas City Smoke that completed that as well. And she, shout out Angela, won her age group. So awesome. Congratulations. Shout out Angela on the 3Y podcast with EG3. Yes, sir. So she got it done. So kudos to her for getting that done at the Osawatomie Trail out there. I don't know exactly the name of the. I can't think of it. Again, I don't have it in front of me on my screen right now. The time, the name of the trail race. All I know was it was mile zero, something like that. So 50Kers getting it done. And eventually, which leads to my next point, eventually I will have to. I want to do another 50K. Will it happen? Will happen next year, probably, because I'm already thinking about next year already, and we're only in late, starting the second half of April, right? This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III here in KC, Missouri, April 17th, 2024, as we have a few more minutes on tonight's episode. We'll be out tomorrow night. Did not get a chance to record Sunday because, you know, I'm just going to wait until after Boston to... After everyone crosses that finish line at Boston to do it. So here we are, late recording, as it's a quarter after 10. But, so no race. So where was I? Yeah, okay. Okay, so already thinking about 2025, but we have unfinished business. And this is going to be a good stretch of races here. I talked to my coach last week, and probably for the first time in quite some time, I do plan on taking a week off before the start of the Chicago build. That's the plan there. But before then, again, we got some unfinished business, because next week, Trolley 4 Mile for yours truly. Yes, sir. I cannot be, I'm just a kid, a little kid right now, just excited to get back out there and compete. Because trimming down these races, and shout out my guy, Ham Sandwich Michael, for coming to dinner. Me and my brother, Alex, we were kind of a little concerned. we were concerned there for a minute. He was going to show up, but he didn't even text. He was on his way. He just showed up, but he did text me before I posted something, a picture of me clean shaved on my Facebook page saying I was in Overland Park. And then next thing I know, 5 minutes later, Michael texts me out of blue saying, oh, I'm an OP, baby. You want to meet up? I'm like, let's meet up for dinner. So that's what happened at B-Dubs. That's what happened. So that's how all that happened there. But great times, kind of catching up, and prayers to him on his comeback here. He's been dealing with some health scares last 7 months, which is very unfortunate, because before that he was rolling. he was getting after it. So, but he's on a comeback. He's just taking his time doing that. So prayers to Michael. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. But yeah, that was some good time Saturday. And then Sunday was out there cheering on, sunk quite a bit few of the KCRC 1.0 crew out there for a good cause. Now, I don't know the synopsis behind it, so apologize for that. Noah's Bench Run, I never run it, but I was out there at Court Woods supporting them. So that was good times there. Got to hang out with people that I haven't seen in quite a while since coming into the KC scene last year. So yeah, it was good. It was good to catch up with them for a little bit and just hang out and have a good time with those folks. So those folks have been getting after it as well this year so far. Those are great things. So keep doing what you're doing there as well. But yeah, Trolley for a Mile. That's what I'm looking forward to. Alex was telling me about it last year, and I missed out on this race. I didn't know about it until Alex told me about it. Like, yeah, I come out of this race. So we've already signed up for it. Is it from what I've been told, obviously from Alex and others here, that it's downhill. So we're going to let this thing ride out. That next week, man, I'm excited. It's like cash and all that other stuff. But we're just going to go there and we're going to see. We're have fun with it. Be loose. Get after it. Get after these guys. So, it brings the best of the best. You know, with all this, it's just like the Irish Mile. That was hella fun. And we're going to be, stay tuned for that. Stay tuned. We got more mile races coming, baby. I'm excited, man. So, but yeah, these type of races with this cash money on the line bring out the best of the best, including some out of the United States. I was looking at somebody. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that. Somebody won it from Kenya, or like the top four finishers won from Kenya. Now, I could be mistaken by that, but I saw some unfamiliarity with some names last year when I was looking at these standings, right? I think the top three or four were like Kenyans or something like that. So, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. We're going to let this thing ride out. I think from what I've heard, Noah, who won Bentonville half, Noah Stevenson, my guy, he's going to be there. So, you know, best of the best, the fastest of the fast going to be there. And I love competitive races. And you know me, for those that don't, I am super competitive. Don't let the quiet niceness fool you. When it comes down to business, yeah, man, we can't make any friends out there. We got to go out there and do our best and let it ride out. And I'm excited to be a part of this thing this year. And we're just going to see what happens. And there will be a recap episode of this race like it usually is. So there's that. So there's only two races for your truly this month, obviously. Oh, my. Y'all going to laugh at me for... Y'all going to laugh at me for this. I can't even remember the last race I did was early... was a couple of weeks ago. Dang it. I can't even remember what I just did. But anyway... Oh, no. Rock the Parkway. There we go. Oh, Eddie. Oh, gosh. Yes, it's late. Rock the Parkway. We did that one. So, only two races. And in that conversation, myself, Alex, and Michael were talking about cutting races down. So, and this is what I'm doing in the preparation for Chicago. Yeah, we're not doing... We got to get back to getting picky with these races. So, and they have to be good. Trolley 4 Miles, one of them. So, yeah, already signed for that. Way back. So, excited for that. Excited for that. Ready for it. So, we'll see what happens there. Let's see. Next month, I think, could be three. Yeah, it could more likely be three. Yeah, what I'm looking at now. So we'll get up to speed on that. We'll save that for next week's episode there as well. But I know offhand there's three, and then there is one because I opted out of Fargo, even though it's the 20th anniversary, 20th year of that race. Like that was the biggest decision there that me and my coach and had another conversation with someone else about. It's like, look, you know, you got into Chicago, focus on that. And yeah, if you put all your focus on that, you should be okay. So yeah, there's going to be an episode on that. So, but yeah, in June, I think there's one. So that's the KC Metro Mile, which I have not signed up for yet because I'm waiting on a special discount code. So, but that is in the plans. That is in the plans for sure because last year, that was so much fun. We were right there. We were right there in it until like the last like 80 meters or something like that. But we're prepared this year, man. Oh, man, I cannot wait. But we're trying not to jump too far ahead, but that's just the early forecast. there of the races coming up there. I know three for sure next month. It might be trimmed to two. I'm not sure yet. But I know I haven't signed up. I already signed up for, obviously, with the return trip, which to Manhattan, Kansas, for Bill Snyder. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. You already know what it is there. So, and by the way, there are some recaps from last year races, if you're new to this podcast, on the 3Wide with ET3 feed. So, find it. Last year's Rock the Parkway is on there. Last year's Bill Snyder, which we won the 5K, is on that as well. So, we're going back there. Hell, you already know I'm going back for an opportunity to repeat, obviously, and there's obviously the whole Joe Moore situation of trying to win because it is the 10th anniversary of the 5K half marathon. That was my very first half marathon. I would do the half marathon, but I'm halfed out. So like, I'm not doing any more halves right now, and I'm probably not going to do any halves in this build, to be honest, for the Chicago build, to be honest with you. So, just doing something a little different, do a little change of pace, do something fresh. So, that's kind of the synopsis there when it comes to that, because, yeah, I was, even running that a good solid time, I didn't hit my goal that I wanted, but still a quick 1:22, another day in the office for Fast Eddie in the building. But after that, I'm like, damn. I gotta take some time out, so I'm gonna ride from Hass a little bit. And it could have been different if I just focused on one half instead of jumping in, diving in on all 5-10 halves. But it's fun when you're racing with friends, so you can't help it because you fear missing out. FOMO, fear of missing out, right? So you can't help it because you have friends that are running it, so you gotta jump in and do it. So, but it's going to be a lot different. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot different. I got to be a lot more picky about races because, yeah, I want to do well. This is the Chicago. Yeah, it's a big deal. Boston, yes, it's a bigger deal. But still, Chicago being part of the World Major Series, being part of that is a huge deal. So I really, really want to go up there and do well up there. But that's kind of what's looking ahead for this podcast coming up. But we have the trolley next week right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Cannot wait to go fast with a whole bunch of other fast people. So there's that. The 3Wide Podcast with EG3. And get it wherever you get your podcast. Okay, let's start that over. It's almost 10:30. The 3Wide now. Oh, boy. The 3Wide Podcast with EG3. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever I do decide to record some content here on this podcast. We will be back next week not before then, because I usually record after. Since it's already middle of the week, I'm not sure. Probably going to have to wait. But if I do decide to record another episode before the trolley, we'll have it right here on this podcast. So be on the lookout for that. But if you like what you're hearing, definitely subscribe. If you're a friend of course, the host of the show, appreciate it. But if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you tell a friend about the 3Wide Podcast with ET3. It's not a NASCAR podcast because it used to be a NASCAR podcast. That's why I'm in the habit of saying that because this was a NASCAR podcast. But I decided, let's just revamp this a little bit and get back to this is my baby, because this originally started, and this is for people that are new to this podcast, this originally started back when I was going to Kansas State University, K-State alum speaking. This was the EG3 show originally. Then it changed to same title, but a NASCAR podcast for a lot of years, and now changing it back to just talking what's going on with sports and or running. Back to the way that it was originally, way back. So take it way back there as well. So again, you're new to the podcast, you love what you're hearing tonight or whenever you listen to this episode, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button and make sure you tell a friend about this podcast. We're here in Casey, Missouri, and we got some big things to look forward to here within the next month and a half, really 2 months. Really, really all year for that matter. But in just focusing on the immediate future right now, this next 2 months, woo, going to be fun, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. For right now, the checkered flag has waved on another episode of 3Y Pod with EG3. We will talk to you next week. For Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, you have been listening to another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3.